presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
September 17, 1101 America, New York, The Open Society and Its Enemies. I am current reading an excellent book on zoning written by M. Nolan Gray, entitled Arbitrary Lines: How Zoning Broke the American City and How to Fix It. It might sound like a bland topic, but it's a surprisingly easy and enjoyable read.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
September 17, 11 o'clock America, New York, Peace is Profitable Business. World wars, as we have known them, have come to an end. The ideological divide that polarized humanity and gave the order to the world's wars is behind us. And yet, the number of entrepreneurs and companies selling weapons or military expertise has increased.
New York Times Business.
September 17, 904 America, New York, The subprime loans for college hiding in plain sight. Many families can borrow most of the cost of college using a parent plus loan. This will not end well.
New York Times Business.
September 17, 8 o'clock America, New York, cracking down on a Wall Street trend, ESG makeovers. In recent years, financial firms have revamped dozens of mutual funds into ESG-dedicated funds, seeking to cash in on growing demand for such investments.
Marginal Revolution.
September 17, 2:35 America, New York, What is Happening to American Youth? These numbers are for high schoolers. From 1991 to 2015, seat belt use was about 3.3% higher each survey cycle compared with the previous survey cycle, adjusting for gender, race, ethnicity, and age.
Global Economy.
September 17, 1 o'clock America, New York, Central Banks, Inflation. Big shots want pay restraint from the little guys. Even the worst paid central bank head is in no position to lecture workers about curbing wage demands.
Marginal Revolution.
September 17, 031 America, New York, Markets in Everything. That John is on his feet at all is impressive, and probably foolish, considering that only 8 months prior, he was 5'8½". Back in September, he paid $75,000 for the agonizing privilege of having his legs surgically lengthened.
Daily FX Market News.
September 17, 030 America, New York, S&P 500 and dollar could be rocked by more than a big Fed hike. While I would not argue with the sentiment that the top, singular scheduled event risk on deck for the coming week is the FOMC rate decision, the course of markets like the major indices and US dollar will likely draw on something more deeply fundamental and visceral.
Global Economy.
September 17, 00 America, New York, Supermarkets squeezed on prices by Spain's deputy leader. Politicization of the rising cost of weekly shop illustrates challenges households and businesses face.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
September 17, 00 America, New York, more bosses are spying on quiet quitters. It could backfire. The tools companies use to monitor their employees can fall short of their promises and even be counterproductive.
New York Times Business. September 16, 2118 America, New York, Appeals Court upholds Texas social media law on censorship. The law, which had been blocked by a lower court, makes it possible to sue large social media platforms for taking down political viewpoints.
Daily FX Market News.
September 16, 2000 America, New York, British Pound Weekly Forecast, GBP, USD could slump to multi-decade lows. GBP, USD is crumbling under the strength of the US dollar as markets look forward to the upcoming BO and Fed interest rate decisions.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
September 16, 1850 America, New York. This billionaire is now even richer than Jeff Bezos. Indian industrialist Gautam Adani surpassed the Amazon founder to become the world's second richest person, trailing only Elon Musk.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
September 16, 1706 America, New York, jurist noted for bankruptcy expertise will weigh J&J Talc appeal. Judge Thomas Ambrose spent decades working as a bankruptcy practitioner before assuming a seat on the Third Circuit, making him a rarity among his peers in the federal appeals courts.
Global Economy.
September 16, 1500 America, New York, Market Reset delivers constant shock therapy. Big sell-off in equities is a sign of things to come as central banks pull support.
BBC News Business.
September 16, 1303 America, New York, transport bosses warn mourners of London queues. Huge numbers of people are expected to head to London on Monday for the funeral of Queen Elizabeth II.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
September 16, 1202 America, New York, Wednesday, black and white. At 7:40 p.m. on the evening of Wednesday, September 16, 1992, Britain's Chancellor of the Exchequer, Norman Lamont, gave a televised address announcing the country's withdrawal from the exchange rate mechanism.
Daily FX Market News. September 16, 12 o'clock America, New York. British Pound Forecast. GBP, USD slumps to a 37-year low ahead of the bow. GBP, USD dissolved earlier in the session as woeful UK retail sales figures and a robust US dollar sent cable spiraling to a new multi-decade low.
BBC News Business.
September 16, 7:25 America, New York, train drivers set to resume strikes in October. Drivers from 12 train companies are expected to walk out on 2 days in the long-running row over pay.
Marginal Revolution.
September 16, 7:25 America, New York, prediction markets should be legal. I submitted a public comment on Kalshi's request to the CFTC to create a prediction market on which political party will be in control of each chamber of the U.S.